it has been a hell of a World Cup. Even non-football watchers like me have watched the odd game. We're going to miss it when it ends this Sunday for the final, but the World Cup governing body, FIFA, is not completely happy, and it's actually told TV broadcasters to stop zooming in on attractive women in the crowd. Have you noticed that the lens, it nearly always centres on someone that looks like a Miss World lookalike in sometimes skimpy tops? Well, FIFA thinks that this encourages sexism in the sport. But what do you think? Have you noticed this yourself when you're watching, and do you think it's a bit odd? It's a very female attractive crowd in there? Or do you think it's totally fine, it's part of the sport? Or is it sexism? 0-30-30-80-55-55. I'm joined by Heidi McAlpin and Paul Martin. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Heidi, I know you're massively into your football. Is this something that you have noticed as an issue before now?
Yes, I have noticed it throughout the World Cup, and I've actually said on several occasions, oh, there's the ubiquitous shot of the pretty lady. It's like Father Ted. You know, it's just, it is obviously sexist. It is demeaning to the people watching the football match. I mean, is there an assumption in 2018 that only men watch football? I mean, that surely people know now that women are interested in watching the beautiful game. People like Jackie Oakley, who's one of the female commentators, has proven her worth. Obviously, Gabby Logan does a lot of anchoring on BBC and is very adept at what she does. So just to throw in pretty women from whatever nation happens to be playing that day, there's really no need for it.
Paul Martin, FIFA have been very much pushing the world of female football. So when you see this, it's a bit of a contradiction. It works against each other, does it not?
Well, no, because, I mean, first of all, female football is good and it's grown and it is a big brand now across the world, and it's a very successful sport. However, I think we're all getting a little bit paranoid here. I mean, you're talking about, no, I have noticed this, yes, hands in the air, yes, I have noticed it. I don't think it was, you know, I thought it was a highlight of the Sweden match, to be perfectly honest, to some of the beautiful women that we got to see. But the issue here is, you know, most of the time they zoom in on the crowd, and it's called reaction shots, as I'm sure you're all well aware.
Yeah.
It's crowd reaction shots. Now, we're talking about the fact that, okay, there's some good-looking women are shown in crowd reaction shots, but there's probably during the match about 30 to 40 crowd reaction shots, okay? And maybe three or four of those have good-looking women, and suddenly it's all, oh, this is terrible, this is gratuitous. Most men in the crowd, the majority of men in the crowd, sorry, people in the crowd, will be men. Not all of them, but quite, you know, the majority of them will be men. And when these cameras are zooming in and showing a few men having a laugh, I'm sure there's a few good-looking men in amongst those as well. Nobody's complaining about that. By the way, has anybody tuned into the race thing over the summer? Famous meetings like the Epsom Derby, Royal Ascot. Half of that's dedicated to fashion and what women are wearing, and here's a great looking woman we're going to talk to you now.
Is that the same thing though?
Well, it's a sport which women, you know, there's women, female jockeys, and there's a lot of women like watching the horse racing. I don't see the big lineup.
Yeah, but if there's a competition like the Ladies' Day or something like that,
and it's not a competition.
Well, keep me right here, Heidi. You might know better than me. There's a competition quite often when you know there's winners, the best dressed of the day.
Yeah, but I mean, getting back to what we're talking about, which is the Football World Cup, I can just imagine people sitting, the directors sitting and looking at all the shots that they have to choose from to put up on screen, and sort of like a Benny Hill perving competition.
Oh, that's a bit unfair, is it not? It's a bit far.
Her tight t-shirt and her makeup and her hair all out. I mean, if I want to watch stuff like that, I'll do
glamour.
Well, is there anything wrong with showing shots? Yeah, but is there anything wrong with showing shots of attractive girls? It is TV after all, Heidi.
I just think it's gratuitously done in footballing terms, and it sets the cause back a couple of decades, as in women are watching the match now alongside men, and they want to see the football. That you don't see pictures of hunky men gratuitously flashed up whenever women's football's on, and you really don't see it whenever men's football's on. And indeed, why?
That's because the stadium's empty most of the time.
Well, what about the, you know, the fans are actually watching these matches? Paul Martin, for example, you know, did they really notice these types of shots, or are they just waiting for the camera to flick back to what's happening on the pitch?
Can give a monkey's really good. No, absolutely not. I think it's great that you know, they do show crowd reaction shots, but I don't think there's one person who's tuned into the World Cup thinking, oh, I hope we get to see a really hot girl with a Swedish emblem on her, painted on her cheek.
Well, they know they're going to, so,
They don't know, because you're not...
Every single football match has had it.
If you really like football, or any other sport, right, you are not sitting there 1 minute before kickoff. I'm an England fan. I grew up in England. Do you think I was sitting there during the World Cup flipping semi-final, hoping to see a hot blonde Croat babe?
No, but it literally happens in every single match, and it's
it is a bit offensive and sexist.
Seen and not heard. What about the furore there was whenever the like of Jackie Oakley was commentating, men going, "Oh, there shouldn't be a woman reporting on football," but we can show pictures of them looking gorgeous in the crowd.
Yeah, well, let's talk to Stephen Beak. Now, sports journalist. Good morning to you.
Hi, Bennett.
Is there maybe a wider issue in society here? You know, I can't not look at Twitter and you see things where it's like, oh, such and such celebrity in an eye-popping outfit and plunging bikini, and you think that's actually a story. That's prompted an article in your newspaper or your magazine. So maybe it's a wider problem, Stephen.
Well, I think there is a wider issue here. And I will say this as well. You know, when you've got the likes of Kim Kardashian, she uses this to her advantage, and then there's other females who maybe are watching a football match innocently, and all of a sudden they pop up on a big screen. So it is unfortunate with that regard. Where FIFA is coming from, though, they're not the only sporting organisation.
Kim Kardashian, I'm going to go out on a limb here, isn't really that representative, surely, of most women, and you know, it's like talking about David Beckham, surely.
Well, it's true, but there are a lot of women out there who see Kim Kardashian as a role model as well, so you have to take that into account. But FIFA aren't the only sporting organisation here, Vinny, to take a look at this. You'll have seen over the past few years, Formula One grid girls have come into the equation. People talk about the girls who go up on the darts hockey whenever they're leading players out. So it is an issue that needs to be looked at. Listen, where I'm concerned,
are they not being ditched? And I think the darts, the walk-on girls, they were dumped in.
Yeah, they dumped they gone, yeah.
In darts, I can't remember if it happened as well in the Formula One.
And I think we're finally coming into the 21st century. Where I'm concerned, when I look at sport, a female and a male, they're equal to me, and I'd love to see equal pay across the board as well.
Yeah, and that's a totally different discussion again. But like, when we talk about football matches and the shots that they're shown of the crowd, these are not necessarily models. These are people, fans that go to a crowd, and therefore FIFA are saying, like, when you're picking the shots of these people, the show to the nation or whoever is watching, you're purposely picking pretty women. You know, is that a bit unfair? Is that a bit sexist? Is it something you had noticed beforehand, Stephen?
Oh, well, it's been in the game for years and years, Vinny. But you know what, as well? They pick men, too, or young boys, or young girls. I think I can understand where FIFA's coming from, but it is just slightly too far. There's no problem for me in watching crowd reaction. Now, sometimes the television producer will pick out the prettiest girl he can find, but also, you know, by the same token, he'll pick out some grumpy old man who's just seen his team lose. And
that makes it all right then. Men get good-looking girls and the women get grumpy men. And I think it's ironic that FIFA's decided to take the moral high ground. FIFA, of all organisations, and why are they only doing it when there's two matches left to go? The playoff for third place and the final. I mean, surely they would have seen this happening all the way through the tournament.
Well, as you know, Heidi, FIFA aren't exactly the quickest off the mark, are they?
Well, that's true. I just do think that it's very very old hat, very Miss World, and we all know where that's disappeared to, you know, the Zed channels. And, you know, the world is turning, and you can't say, oh, look at Kim Kardashian or look at models and look at Love Island to justify this, because this is a different form of television.
Okay.
Sporting prowess being celebrated, and this is people wanting to watch that, men and women equally.
Okay.
And it's so obvious that they go for the good looking women just to, I don't know, listen, what's the reason in their head? Who knows?
Okay. Paul Martin, I was going to say last word to you, but Heidi kept talking, so we'll have to leave it at that. Paul Martin, Heidi McAlpin, and Stephen Beacon, thank you very much.